Parts of Turkey's largest city woke up to a civil emergency this morning. The governor describing the floods across Istanbul as the worst ever. Istanbul's stormwater drains and sewers proved unable to handle the volume of water from successive cloud bursts. The fact that the rain was forecast was no help. Rescue services swung into action in the low-lying areas. These have been hit by flooding before. Thousands of homes are damaged, some, it's feared, may collapse. And people are still missing. Eyewitness accounts speak of bodies floating by in the stormwater, which in places reached more than a meter deep. In areas around the city yesterday, in the Sea of Marmara region where Istanbulis take their holidays, people were caught off guard by the speed of the rising waters.
It happened so quickly. 2 meter high running water dragged cars and everything in a couple of minutes. Then it spread around. It was so quick.
The Turkish armed forces have been called in to help with evacuations. And there's no end in sight. Rains are forecast to continue today with a new wet weather warning on Friday.
Joins me now on the phone from Istanbul. Anita, I know that you're trying to get to the most affected areas. It's proving a bit of a problem. What is the impact of the flood so far on the city itself?
Well, it's shut portions of the city off, although bizarrely in the middle of all of it is Istanbul Airport, Istanbul International Airport, which the authorities tell us is unaffected by the flooding. That is to say that planes can land and take off. It's just getting there that's the issue. Of course, large sections of the city now inaccessible. Closed down for safety reasons, and of course the damage to infrastructure will prove extremely expensive for the Istanbul municipality.
Tell us about the emergency operation that's underway. We are hearing that most people have now been removed from their cars, from their homes, those who are trapped by the waters.
Well, the ones that the authorities, and they've drafted in the Turkish military to help with this, there's been military helicopters flying overhead for hours now. The ones that they could see to winch to safety, the ones that they could run the inflatables to rescue and sail to somewhere drier, they have. But there are still, we understand, 12 people missing in Istanbul. So the search and rescue operation is far from finished. What we're also seeing here now is the beginnings of some looting. Apparently, and there's been some eyewitnesses here, although some authorities have denied it's happening, there are people plundering some of the stranded cars.
Anita, I mean, other than that, which is obviously a negative impact of this awful scenario, what is the mood there? What are people saying? Are they all working together to lessen the problem as much as they possibly can?
There is a certain sense of deja vu here, it has to be said. Every time there is an exceptional weather event in Turkey, the infrastructure of the area where it hits often shows its deficiencies rather too starkly. And this is shown into sharp relief. You have here the most prosperous city in Turkey by far, a city of 15 million people, a city with an extremely developed lifestyle, extremely modern way of life, showing its bones incapable of coping with an exceptional weather event. This has, as I say, happened before. When these cloudbursts, these big waters, hit areas of the city that have developed in a rather unregulated fashion, and a lot of the areas affected most severely have been areas that have grown in an unregulated way, a product of migration, economic migration to the prosperous city areas, then the deficiencies in stormwater drainage, the deficiencies in sewers, and the ability of the urban terrain to handle a combination of people and natural forces is thrown into stark relief. And you see on the one hand the citizens saying here, no one has built us the infrastructure that we need, and figures in government and administration turning around and saying, well, you people shouldn't be here at all.
Anita McNaught with that update from Istanbul.